Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground.
Dissolver of sugar, dissolve me if this is the time. Do it gently with the touch of a hand or a look. Every morning I wait at dawn. That's when it's happened before. Or do it suddenly like an execution. How else can I get ready for death? You breathe without a body, like a spark. You grieve, and I begin to feel lighter. You keep me away with your arm, but the keeping away is pulling me in.
Don't grieve. Anything you lose comes round in another form. The child weaned from mother's milk now drinks wine and honey mixed. God's joy moves from unmarked box to unmarked box, from cell to cell, as rainwater down into flower bed, as roses up from ground. Now it looks like a plate of rice and fish. Now a cliff covered with vines. Now a horse being saddled. It hides within these, till one day it cracks them open. Part of the self leaves the body when we sleep and changes shape. You might say, last night I was a cypress tree, a small bed of tulips, a field of grapevines. Then the phantasm goes away, you're back in the room. I don't want to make anyone fearful. Hear what's behind what I say. Ta-dum, dum, ta-dum, da-da-dum. There's the light gold of wheat in the sun, and the gold of bread made from that wheat. I have neither. I'm only talking about them. As a town in the desert looks up at stars on a clear night.
The minute I heard my first love story, I started looking for you, not knowing how blind that was. Lovers don't finally meet somewhere. They're in each other all along.
They try to say what you are, spiritual or sexual. They wonder about Solomon and all his wives. In the body of the world, they say, there is a soul and you are that. But we have ways within each other that will never be said by anyone. Sometimes I forget completely what companionship is. Unconscious and insane, I spill sad energy everywhere. My story gets told in various ways. A romance, a dirty joke, a war, a vacancy. Divide up my forgetfulness to any number. It will go around. These dark suggestions that I follow, are they part of some plan? Friends, be careful. Don't come near me out of curiosity or sympathy.
Does the sunset sometimes look like the sun's coming up? Do you know what a faithful love is like? You're crying. You say you've burned yourself. But can you think of anyone who's not hazy with smoke?
It's the old rule that drunks have to argue and get into fights. The lover is just as bad. He falls into a hole. But down in that hole, he finds something shining, worth more than any amount of money or power. Last night, the moon came dropping its clothes in the street. I took it as a sign to start singing. Falling up into the bowl of sky. The bowl breaks. Everywhere is falling everywhere. Nothing else to do. Here's the new rule. Break the wine glass. And fall toward the glass blower's breath. Friend, our closeness is this. Anywhere you put your foot, feel me in the firmness under you. How is it with this love? I see your world and not you.
During the day I was singing with you. At night we slept in the same bed. I wasn't conscious day or night. I thought I knew who I was. But I was you.
What is a real connection between people when the same knowledge opens a door between them? When the same inner sight exists in you as in another, you are drawn to be companions. When a man feels in himself the inmost nature of a woman, he is drawn to her sexually. When a woman feels the masculine self of a man within her, she wants him physically in her. When you feel the qualities of Gabriel in you, you fly up quickly, like a fledgling not thinking of the ground. When you feel asinine qualities in you, no matter how you try to do otherwise, you will head toward the stable. The mouse is not despicable for its form, which is a helpless victim to birds of prey. The mouse, who loves dark places and cheese and pistachio nuts and syrup. When the white falcon, though, has the inner nature of a mouse, it is a disgrace to all animals. Angelic figures and criminals shackled head down in a pit are similar looking, same arms, same head. Moses is a bright spirit, Pharaoh disgusting with his sorcery. Always search for your innermost nature in those you are with, as rose oil imbibes from roses. Even on the grave of a holy man, a holy man lays his face and hands and takes in light. There is a light seed grain inside. You fill it with yourself, or it dies. I'm caught in this curling energy. Your hair. Whoever's calm and sensible is insane.
Someone who goes with half a loaf of bread to a small place that fits like a nest around him. Someone who wants no more, who's not himself longed for by anyone else, He is a letter to everyone. You open it. It says, live.
What does not exist looks so handsome. What does exist? Where is it? An ocean is hidden. All we see is foam. Shapes of dust spinning, tall as minarets. But I want wind. Dust can't rise up without wind, I know, but can I understand this by some way other than induction? Invisible ocean, wind, visible foam and dust. This is speech. Why can't we hear thought? These eyes were born asleep. Why organize a universe this way? With the merchant close by, a magician measures out 500 ells of linen moonlight. It takes all his money, but the merchant buys the lot. Suddenly there's no linen, and of course there's no money, which was his life spent wrongly, and yours, and mine. Say, save me, thou one. From witches who tie knots and blow on them, they're tying them again. Prayers are not enough. You must do something. Three companions for you. Number one, what you own. He won't even leave the house for some danger you might be in. He stays inside. Number two, your good friend. He at least comes to your funeral. He stands and talks at the grave site, no further. The third companion, what you do, your work, goes down into death to be there with you, to help. Take deep refuge with that companion. Beforehand. Come to the orchard in spring. There's light and wine and sweethearts in the pomegranate flowers. If you do not come, these do not matter. If you do come, these do not matter.
Since we've seen each other, a game goes on. Secretly I move, and you respond. You're winning. You think it's funny. But look up from the board now. Look how I've brought in furniture to this invisible place so we can live here.
The breeze at dawn has secrets to tell you. Don't go back to sleep. You must ask for what you really want. don't go back to sleep. People are going back and forth across the door sill where the two worlds touch. The door is round and open. Don't go back to sleep. Learn about your inner self from those who know such things, but don't repeat verbatim what they say. Zuleika, let everything be the name of Joseph, from celery seed to aloes wood. She loved him so much. She concealed his name in many different phrases, the inner meanings known only to her. When she said, "The wax is softening near the fire," she meant, "My love is wanting me." Or if she said, "Look, the moon is up," or "The willow has new leaves," or "The branches are trembling," or "The coriander seeds have caught fire," or "The roses are opening," or "The king is in a good mood today," or "Isn't that lucky?" or "The furniture needs dusting," or "The water carrier is here," or "It's almost daylight," or "These vegetables are perfect," or "The bread needs more salt," or "The clouds seem to be moving against the wind," or "My head hurts," or "My head aches better." Anything she praises, it's Joseph's touch she means. Any complaint, it's his being away. When she's hungry, it's for him. Thirsty, his name is a sherbet. Cold, he's a fur. This is what the friend can do when one is in such love. Sensual people use the holy names often, but they don't work for them. The miracle Jesus did by being the name of God, Zuleika felt in the name Joseph. When one is united to the core of another, to speak of that is to breathe the name Hu, empty of self and filled with love. As the saying goes, the pot drips what is in it. The saffron spice of connecting, laughter. The onion smell of separation, crying. Others have many things in people they love. This is not the way of friend and friend. A mouse and a frog meet every morning on the riverbank. They sit in a nook of the ground and talk. Each morning, the second they see each other, they open easily, telling stories and dreams and secrets, empty of any fear or suspicious holding back. To watch and listen to those two is to understand how, as it's written, sometimes when two beings come together, Christ becomes visible. The mouse starts laughing out a story he hasn't thought of in 5 years, and the telling might take 5 years. There's no blocking the speech flow, river running, all carrying momentum that true intimacy is. Bitterness doesn't have a chance with those two. The God messenger hitter touches a roasted fish. It leaps off the grill, back into the water. Friend sits by friend, and the tablets appear. They read the mysteries off each other's foreheads. But one day, the mouse complains. There are times when I want so bet, and you're out in the water, jumping around where you can't hear me. We meet at this appointed time, but the text says lovers pray constantly. Once a day, once a week, five times an hour is not enough. Fish like we are need the ocean around us. Do camel bells say, let's meet back here Thursday night? Ridiculous. They jingle together continuously, talking while the camel walks. Do you pay regular visits to yourself? Don't argue or answer rationally. Let us die, and dying, reply.
The Sufi opens his hands to the universe and gives away each instant free. Unlike someone who begs on the street for money to survive, a dervish begs to give you his life.
Your grief for what you've lost lifts a mirror up to where you're bravely working. Expecting the worst, you look, and instead, here's the joyful face you've been wanting to see. Your hand opens and closes and opens and closes. If it were always a fist, or always stretched open, you would be paralyzed. Your deepest presence is in every small contracting and expanding, the two as beautifully balanced and coordinated as bird wings. A chickpea leaps almost over the rim of the pot where it's being boiled. Why are you doing this to me? The cook knocks it down with the ladle. Don't you try to jump out. You think I'm torturing you. I'm giving you flavor so you can mix with the spices and rice and be the lovely vitality of a human being. Remember when you drank rain in the garden? That was for this. Grace first, sexual pleasure, then a boiling new life begins, and the friend has something good to eat.
One dervish says to another, what was your vision of God's presence? I haven't seen anything. But for the sake of conversation, I'll tell you a story. God's presence is there in front of me. And there's a fire on the left and a lovely stream on the right. One group walks toward the fire, into the fire, and another toward the sweet flowing water. And no one knows which are blessed and which are not. Whoever walks into that fire suddenly appears in the stream, and a head goes under the water surface, and that head pokes out into the fire. Most of us guard against going into that fire, and so we end up in it. And those who love the water of pleasure and make it their devotion are cheated with this reversal. But the trickery goes even further. The voice of the fire tells the truth and says, "I am not fire. I am the fountainhead. Come into me. And don't mind those sparks." If you are a friend of God, fire is your water. You should wish to have 100,000 sets of moth wings so that you could burn them away, one set a night. A moth sees the light and goes into that fire. You should see the fire and go toward that light. Fire is what of God is world consuming, and water world protecting. And somehow each gives the appearance of the other. To these eyes we have now, what looks like water burns, and what looks like fire is a great relief to be inside. You've seen a magician take a bowl of rice and make it seem like a dish full of tiny live worms. Before an assembly, with one breath, he can make the floor swarm with scorpions that weren't there. How much more amazing are God's tricks? Generation after generation lies down, defeated, they think. But they're like a woman underneath a man, encircling him. One molecule mote second thinking of God's reversal of comfort and pain is better than any ritual. That splinter of intelligence is substance, and the fire and the water themselves are accidental and done with mirrors.
Elijah said what he said and went to the origin through the hole in the scaffold. I cut a cap's worth of cloth from his robe, and it swamped over me head to foot. Years ago, I broke a branch of roses from the top of his wall. A thorn from that is still in my palm, working deeper. From Elijah, I learned to hunt lions, but I became something hungrier than a lion. I was a frisky colt. He broke me with a quiet hand on the side of my head. A person comes to him naked. It's cold. There's a fur coat floating in the river. "Jump in and get it," he says. You dive in, you reach for the coat, it reaches for you. It's a live bear that has fallen in upstream, drifting with the current. How long does it take? Halaj yells from the bank. Don't wait, you answer. This coat has decided to wear me home. A little part of a story, a hint. Do you need long sermons on Halaj?
Lovers think they're looking for each other, but there's only one search. Wandering this world is wandering that, both inside one transparent sky. In here, there is no dogma and no heresy.
The miracle of Jesus is himself. Not what he said or did about the future. Forget the future. I'd worship someone who could do that.
And on the way, you may want to look back or not. But if you can say there's nothing ahead, there will be nothing there.
Stretch your arms and take hold the cloth of your clothes with your hands. The cure for pain is in the pain. Good and bad are mixed. If you don't have both, you don't belong with us.
And when one of us gets lost and is not here, he must be inside us. And there's no place like that anywhere in the world.
What I want is to see your face in a tree, in the sun coming out, in the air. What I want is to hear the falcon drum and light again on your forearm. You say, tell him I'm not here. The sound of that brusque dismissal becomes what I want. To see in every palm your elegant silver coin shavings, to turn with the wheel of the rain, to fall with the falling bread of every experience, to swim like a huge fish in ocean water, to be Jacob, recognizing Joseph, to be a desert mountain instead of a city. I'm tired of cowards. I want to live with lions, with Moses, not whining, teary people. I want the ranting of drunkards. I want to sing like birds sing, not worrying who hears or what they think. Last night, a great teacher went from door to door with a lamp. He who is not to be found is the one I'm looking for. Beyond wanting, beyond place, inside form, that one. A flute says, I have no hope for finding that. But love plays, and is the music played. Let that musician finish this poem. Shams, I am a water bird flying into the sun.
At night, we fall into each other with such grace. And when it's light, you throw me back like you do your hair. Your eyes now drunk with God, and mine with looking at you. One drunkard takes care of another.
Imagine the time the particle you are returns where it came from. The family darling comes home. Wine, without being contained in cups, is handed around. A red glint appears in a granite outcrop, and suddenly the whole cliff turns to ruby. At dawn, I walked along with a monk on his way to the monastery. We do the same work, I told him. We suffer the same. He gave me a bowl, and I saw the soul has this shape. Shams, an actual sunlight, help me now. Being in the middle of being partly in myself, and partly outside.
Don't go anywhere without me. Let nothing happen in the sky apart from me, or on the ground, in this world, or that world, without my being and its happening. Vision, see nothing I don't see. Language, say nothing. The way the night knows itself with the moon, be that with me. Be the rose nearest to the thorn that I am. I want to feel myself in you when you taste your food, and in the arc of your mallet when you work, and when you visit friends, and when you go up on the roof by yourself at night. There's nothing worse than to walk out along the street without you. I don't know where I'm going. You're the road and the knower of roads, more than maps and more than love.